priorities.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to pick up brochures or maps from David on June 6th before the event. Okay. And I'm going to send food truck info to you
welcome
the summer concert series.
Planning commission.
What other to-dos?
And, before we get started,
you're going to talk to Horace.
Yep. I was just thinking, I was going to look up, you know, Layton Amphitheater does Layton's Got Talent. Yeah, I was just wondering when that was and if we could see anything off their site, you know, to help us.
Oh, I did have one more thing. Can we, or is it practical to live stream some of the concerts?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Commissioner Gordon.
Okay,
before we get into the numbered agenda, we start with general public comments. If anybody has any comments not related to the items 2, 3, or 4, please come forward at this time. Seeing
is there a time limit, like if we did 10 seconds
on
and then stop?
Regular agenda.
Do you know that?
Consideration of a
musician?
Final plat approval for the ridge located at approximately 650.
Okay.
Live
streaming a concert.
As the applicant. Is the applicant here or representative? Great.
On the city website.
Okay, Sherry, take it away.
Okay, so this is the location I think we're all pretty familiar with. Where
and it doesn't have to be a lot. I'm just thinking.
As you'll know,
the more I think people see, the more
SR,
they feel like.
So this will be rezoned.
Okay, next meeting is June 25th.
Held there.
We are adjourned.
Okay, so we're meeting June 25th and July 9th. So we're meeting.
Yeah, those are pretty quick. Yep.
Everything was covered in that.
Yeah, so we should get some good content done. Or could go either way.
Expectation.
So it is all going to be platted at one time. This isn't going to be done in
some of us volunteered at the car show previously.
So this is the overall picture of the development. If you'll recall, it has 103 single family lots.
Are you talking about Dan?
51 townhomes.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's
chaotic
there for a few car shows.
These plats so you can see how they can lay out. We've reviewed all of the lots. There are a few red line corrections outstanding still on some of the engineering stuff, but they are working on those.
Most of that set up now is just the work day for us.
Get final plat approval from the city council.
So the thing that we did last year.
Oh, this is how the townhomes lay out. The streets on this sheet will be private streets.
Yeah.
And then moving further to the south.
I hope he's not. I don't know where he's at with some of this stuff.
He does the last thing. Just to give you an overview,
this is the landscape plan.
We have been through the full geotechnical report, and that's been approved by our city consultants on geotechnical work.
That's
kind
final
of where he's still taking
has also
pause
been
reevaluated.
Can you add this part of this discussion to
the geotechnical report and the retaining walls in the project?
Manuel was asking if there's any volunteer needs for Liberty Fest or the 5K or the car show, and David was saying, no, we don't need any help. Leave us alone. So David will let us know if there's availability and need for us to volunteer, and we'll contact Alan to check up where they are.
So we'll probably have a better idea of that next week or two.
So that we'll communicate with that through email, because at our next meeting it will be like knocking on the door.
Talk about a preliminary plan.
All right. You turned off now.
Hey, so as a citizen, just an interesting question. How many people do you get up to the fireworks?
Townhome units.
Too many.
We tried to get an estimation, and it's impossible.
What is, you have
I've heard anything from 20 to 40.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Then these are, I know. Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't actually, as a citizen, I don't think it's that many.
I think most of our Salt Lakers
stay home watching
now.
I do.
And all the rest are coming in.
How many residents we
have? Oh, I have people calling me from all over the city, or this,
architecture,
not the city, but Salt Lake area.
Wanting to know if it's
and
on.
What
that's the
I'm
data that I got
a while ago. They want a certain band, and
so they're all really
I'm like,
architectural renderings. They have various elevations.
Well, I think it's the worst
for each one of these. They have
this year.
No.
She tells them that's how they won't come.
Because she calls me every year. She's very concerned about the band. That makes it a break it for her.
You should say, oh, I'm doing it this year. Yeah. Thank you for asking me.
It's open mic. Open mic night. My
two-year-old
idea sometime.
That great nephew got
that might be something
there.
You
can
come
oh.
to. You want to add
like
it
like
well,
20 to 10. Oh my gosh. And
yeah, that's what
for
I was
some
thinking.
Reason,
you just
parents wrote well, their cell phone numbers
like
on.
People with
so we're all panicky, and just before the lights went out, someone called the parents and said, are you missing your son? You know what, that's a great idea. Oh my gosh, that was so scary. But it worked. Yeah.
Can you take more cookies?
No.
Thank you, though.
I'm a dumb
person. Anyone want cookies? Two chocolate chip
cookies.
Oh,
my mom.
Take them home.
Yeah.
I don't want them.
12.2.
You don't want them? I want them.
Well, I'll take a chocolate chip one
okay.
to my husband. I feel guilty because I wasn't there.
Hey, do you know Larry Tanner that lives on Spring Hill?
I've heard of this place, but because I can't.
Yes.
Well, guess what? If you're
well,
talking about
it,
they'll start putting ads on your phone.
I
don't
know how I started talking
about
it.
I was talking
about
Chrome Cookies like 3 hours later. I was getting ads on my face.
Are you
listening to me?
That's still there. I thought he mentioned your name.
No question. I like the
design
of the
home. I said I've just started.
Well, friends, I'm planning on filing to run for city council.
Oh,
good. No, Larry Tanner.
Tanner.
You know, feelings about it. I'm excited.
Are you doing it?
I'm planning to, yes.
Isn't it a busy
thing? Well, don't you want a chocolate chip?
There is no open seat.
My daughter's like,
all three are running again.
Oh,
material?
I am, and then.
So
for sure,
yes.
Yes. I have
your
ideas of other people
so
to
do
it.
No, I chatted with Ryan.
Where engineering allows for that. On the short ones. Otherwise, it'll be a Keystone or a Red UI.
So
you're
I read my own.
Yeah,
I don't, okay. I don't know how many people know or if they remember.
Yeah.
That was painful.
So, Ryan.
Well, I lost, but I lost by 80
and
votes.
Parker, can I just say we're really
I mean, it's better, Ryan,
just,
but I wasn't running against Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan and I are definitely on the same team. And then Lisa Baskin got in there. So
the
there was an open seat, and it was Matt Jensen
we
who was in charge
the
of
best.
This group.
Well, we knew you had good stake
anyway,
in this
it was,
area.
It was fine, and it's probably better to lose by a little
thank
than
you.
To lose by a lot. Losing
appreciate
by a lot is probably way worse.
Jerry, can I ask what the date of the geotech study was?
That was completed in December, and then they went through several reviews, I think five reviews,
yeah. But
between their consultant and our consultant of, hey, why did, you know, what questions of, and requests for additional clarification or additional studies. And so that was completed the end of February. That they got their final review that they had completed everything and met our geotechnical ordinance.
When I was driving into Salt Lake today, I was driving the speed limit, so I was going 65 or 70. But I looked up and I thought I saw some sort of new movement from the top. Is that something that if... So there's, when you're driving along, do you know what I'm talking about? There's like a little dent, and it's gone all the way down to the bottom, and it looks to me like it's in between the Thomas Pit and the UDOT Pit.
So at the top of the high wall that's up there, Lakeview Rock Products owns a flat area that's about maybe, what'd you say, about 100 feet wide?
Yeah.
And so they kind of they have a hauling road that's right up there at the top. So any activity that you saw up there would be... Lakeview Rock Products.
And it, your property is far enough in that if the moisture and the hauling road and the blasting lead to some sloughing, it's not going to affect your property.
They are. And they are far enough in. And the material is such that it's not a material that's going to be landslide material. It's pretty much solid rock up there.
Thank
it's
you.
A lot of rock.
I have no concerns then. Sorry to raise that weird concern.
Oh, no, it's a perfectly valid question, especially with the history. So that when you go around the bend where Parkview or Parkway Drive is, that you get into some of the gravel conglomerates that are more prone to sliding than the solid bedrock.
Good.
It's on this side of the hillside.
Thanks.
Larry, this I think we talked about this at the last time that we met on this issue, but the the property line on the back by the slide, the fencing on that, is that what's going to be a block wall, or is that going to be a different type of a fence?
So what they are proposing for their discussion with the city council, because they had a big discussion with the city council about what that fencing should be. So I can tell you what they're proposing to the city council for the development agreement. I don't know that the city council will accept it or not, but what they are proposing, and I'll point to it here on the screen, is along these property lines here, and then all the way along this west property line up to this, and then this south property line. Right now, on this portion of the property, there's a field fence that's been there forever and has kept people from going over into Lakeview from a Granite property. So they're proposing to extend that and put that all along that property line, do the same thing. And then as each one of these homes are built, they'll be required to replace their section of that fence with the solid, with a choice of fence. So they're in the development agreement, there's several choices. It can be a wall of masonry. It could be if they wanted to do a wrought iron decorative fence so that it didn't take away from their view, they can do that. If they want to put in composite material. So I've given them several options in the development agreement with some fencing. So
now, you're not talking about each homeowner is going to be able to pick his own fence style, are you? So the fence along there could be a hodgepodge of three or four different kinds of fences. Yep. Is that what
just like
saying?
Any of the fences that are up, like along the backside of the golf course? Each property owner can choose their fencing material that they prefer that matches their style or their builder. I mean, it has to be done within a certain amount of time of occupancy. So now, whether or not the builder decides to come in, and you know, if Toll Brothers decides they want to put the same fence along the rear, they can. They can meet the development agreement by doing that, or they could do it individually. I'm hoping that they'll come up with one theme, but we just didn't want to tie their hands not knowing for sure. Some people want to preserve a view, and some people might want to not. And, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
We debated that back and forth for what seemed like hours.
As long as it's not offensive.
We wouldn't want that.
No.
No offensive fences.
Unless there are more questions or comments, I'd entertain a motion.
I would make a motion. I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of the final plat for the ridge located at approximately 650 South Edgecrest Lane with the following conditions. One, the City Council approval of the final zone change and development agreement. Two, engineering red line corrections to be completed prior to submittal to the City Council. Three, submission of letters of approval in regards to grading plan within the Kern River and Dominion Energy pipeline easements.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Comments on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is unanimous, and this is our last step, so good luck to you. It's great.
Good luck, partner.
All right, and we do not have minutes today. We'll double up on the 11th. So we'll, that's of course looking ahead to item four. So there will be no item four. This is our last agenda item, report on City Council actions on items recommended by Planning Commission.
So at the last.
or lack of action.
On the last City Council meeting in on May 25th, not in 2119. Left a line out there. The city center condo plat amendment that was approved. Orchard Grove was controversial as ever. I don't know why this project seems to be so controversial. There was a motion to approve, which failed by a vote of 3-2. Then there was a motion to deny, the zone change, which failed 3-2.
Did they give the developer any guidance?
So, yes. There was some guidance given that they felt like that at least one of the persons who voted no on the motion to approve, she was feeling that that was just too close to Orchard Drive and would like them to go back and...
setback.
Yeah, that setback from Orchard. And so they are working on some modifications to that and should be bringing that back to the council next week.
But we don't have to see it again, right?
Only if the city council remands it back to you. And I certainly, I mean, no offense, I don't want to see this on an agenda ever again. Honestly, I've done it so many times, I'm tired of it. So I'd like to either put it to bed one way or the other.
Would you guess that they'll lose units?
They would probably have to lose at least one because that, or lose driveways. That's the trade-off. And that's what I'm trying to communicate, that the driveways were a trade-off for the smaller setback on Orchard. So you kind of have to decide which do you want more. So they were going to try and see if they could use a different building type so that, like, maybe only use all one building type on the townhomes instead of having the three different. Maybe that would give them a little more room and then moving that setback. But I haven't seen their revised drawing yet, but I do know they're working on it. Then the Winnie Phase 2 was after that. They probably wish they weren't on that agenda. And they were tabled, and they weren't given a whole lot of explanation as to why they were tabled, except for that they wanted to see what amenities that they would be putting in for the development, not have it conditioned like the Planning Commission, like we had recommended that they come back with something. So I'm meeting with them tomorrow there with the developer and see what they want to try and do now. But it was tabled, so. But they did like the changes that they had made in the architecture, and they liked the ideas with the live-work units. The council expressed some remorse that they didn't just ask for it at the very beginning, and we would be done with this and not have to go through the P district stuff. So, and then the Hepworth apartments, the 8-plex on 150 North, that was approved. That actually went through. That was very late in the evening. Went through without much controversy at all.
Yeah.
It was 3-2, but the two members who keep voting against everything.
Can you just give me a sign who they are?
Sit in your chair. One of them sits in your chair and one of them sits
the one that votes against everything.
That'd be Fred.
It's Council Member Mumford and Council Member Hood. And I think Mumford was just because he doesn't like apartments.
I served on the Planning Commission with his mom, who's a former city councilor as well, and we had some bad experiences with the Foxborough Terrace apartments.
I think, yeah.
And she swore on her grave that we would never have another apartment in North Salt Lake. So he's just, you know, avenging his mother.
I don't know. And Councilmember Hood said it's his neighborhood, and he just doesn't feel like it fits in with the neighborhood. But the rest of the council said, you know, it does fit in with the plan. It's in the adopted town center master plan. It shows townhomes on that side of the street. And Council Member Porter.
And you're speaking of which project now?
The Hepworth. He made the argument that he had taken the two designs, the townhomes and the duplexes, and went door to door in the neighborhood. And everybody that he talked to in the neighborhood after seeing the two choices chose the townhomes. So, but that's just how the vote came out, 3-2. And then just for your information, this isn't an ordinance that you saw because it's not in the land use code, but the city council adopted the new parking ordinance. And what this puts in place, it changes that whole ordinance of you can't park on the streets after November 1st for the whole winter. It makes it so you can't park on the streets during an active snow event until such time that the street has been plowed curb to curb.
That's good.
So that if it's New Year's Eve and you're having a party and there's no snow, you can park on your street. And so we don't get complaints starting November 1st. People are complaining about a general parking problem and not really about a weather-related problem, and trying to use that ordinance to just fix something that they're annoyed with because their neighbors park on the street or whatever.
Well, parking's the only thing that's held me back from hosting a planning commission New Year's Eve party. Yeah.
So I'm totally in.
It's on.
It's on. Will your band play?
Of course.
And what's your sense on the golf course after that meeting?
I don't know.
You don't know. Nobody knows that.
I get a refrain from comments on that. I'm trying to stay out of that. There were lots of people there that were not happy about the idea. There are lots of rumors out there. The funniest one I heard, some person called me and said they heard that we were selling the golf course to put a car dealership on it.
I said that on Facebook.
That's what we need.
I was like, a car dealership?
Just tell them all it's like endless townhouses. Endless townhouses.
Those were the other ones that we were selling them for townhouses and
5-level apartment buildings.
5-story apartment buildings.
With a really good mixed use design.
In fact, they're Section 8 housing.
With no parking.
With no parking. Absolutely.
It'll all be up Eaglewood.
Yeah.
It's like parking for the fireworks to get home.
Yeah. Some youth group homes and
the new prison. Let's just go all the way.
And a prison. Actually, that's the new site for the prison is the golf course. Free labor to get the lawns mowed. No, so I don't know. There were not a lot of people that were happy about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I got that impression.
Yeah.
Did this come from the city that they were looking for somebody else to manage it, or do you know?
So a company approached the city that does this and made a proposal. And it has a lot to do with the financials for the golf course. And it's unfortunate, in my opinion, because the golf course or golf courses in general get put into their own enterprise fund. And so so they cost more to operate than they take in revenue. But on the same token, in my opinion, Legacy Park costs more in operation than the revenue it brings in. It's a community amenity that we use for community events, as well as at least it brings in some revenue compared to our other park space. So that's just my opinion. I'm not a fan of the idea, but I don't get any decision or say in it at all. So.
Did they have a timetable to make that decision?
They didn't vote on it. They just are going to have a draft of the lease agreement made up so that the council could make a decision based upon what the actual
terms
details would be. And I know that some of the council members and the mayor and city manager and the golf director went on a tour back east or in the Midwest of this company and saw some of their other courses. And
okay.
That's where they don't have to water.
Yeah. That's probably.
Maybe we don't have to water anymore.
Not lately. That's
climate
sure.
change is real. So we're pretty soon it's going to be a rainforest right here.
And so what is going to happen next with the Winnie? If they tabled it and didn't give a lot of direction.
I don't know.
You don't know if we'll get that one back with the new design or if they didn't give any.
So you just said they wanted to know more about the amenity?
Yeah. They were like, so we don't want to put it off and say you're going to come back later and tell us what the amenity is going to be. So why don't you go work on the amenity? But they didn't really also didn't say, hey, that's too many units. Hey, that's not enough parking. You know, they didn't give any other feedback. So I'm not sure if it's just the amenity or if it was just the pressure of that meeting because it was a really long, we were here until 12:45.
Oh. In related news, single family homes are 50% more expensive than they were 5 years ago. And there is a brand new article in the Associated Press about housing affordability in Utah. national story.
I read that. It supports everything that we've been hearing.
Yeah. So.
On another item that was on the agenda, so for the city's edge, where Bountiful Point apartments are, that used to be Bountiful Point, the city's edge project. So to build the 15-plex apartment building that's out closest to the street, when they got to looking at it, the building is too close to the power lines. And so they either had to move that building or take the power lines down. So when they went to go evaluate that, the cost of just to Rocky Mountain Power is $60,000 to bury the power line, and then another $17,000 to dig the trench and put in all the conduit and everything in the ground. So we had applied for a CDBG grant. The county encouraged us to apply for a CDBG grant, and we did a moderate, you know, an income study of from City's Edge all the way to Main Street to bury the lines, and qualified for the 80% LMI and all of that, the low to moderate income. And then the county didn't give us the grant, and so...
Good work anyway.
Huh? Right. So the developer came back to his original idea, which was asking the RDA for assistance in helping with the burial of the lines. Because with the RDA that we have in the area, we are... required to spend 10% of the funds, the tax increment that we get, on moderate income housing projects. And so they asked the RDA for $60,000, and they'll pay for the other $17,000 to do the underground work. The RDA approved that, and what we will get in exchange for that is for at least a minimum period of 5 years, they will have to maintain 16 of the units on the property in the 50 to 80% AMI. So people who are at the 50%. So the maximum rent, it can be adjusted each year based on what our median income is, but the maximum rent for this upcoming fiscal year is $962. So we keep some of those, it helping us maintain affordable housing units on the property, and rather than passing that cost into those new units and then not being able to keep that. And then the other units that they are build, some other units that they are building, they're scheduling those, and they'll be in the 80 to 100%. So they'll be in the moderate category, and then the 50 to 80 is the low income, and then the below that is very low income. So we're really happy that we can help them out with that RDA funding to maintain affordable housing, because nobody's building affordable housing. So
who's the developer on City Edge?
That's Knowlton General.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry, for the update on those items. Right. Unless there's any other business, we will adjourn. Okay. Non-debatable, we are adjourned.
Hey, Natalie. That for sale sign on your street, how close to your house is that?
Two
away.
The house next door to mine just sold.